to Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Keldabe Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crow, and this is our 2015 Almost the Best of KTR episode. The following clips are some of the best moments that didn't actually make it into our regular monthly episodes, but were just good enough not to sit in obscurity on my computer for all eternity. Most of these either had to be cut for time or were just too off-topic. So without further ado, here is the Almost Best of KTR for 2015.
Alright. Oh yeah, I forgot to actually intro that. Yeah, I'll do that later. That's fine.
That's easy.
That's why we don't do live recordings anymore, right?
Exactly.
Well, I wasn't sure if we were actually doing it or if he was just kind of reading it off to us.
I think it started as one and ended up as the other.
Like the roundabout.
Man, now that was the good old days right there when we used to do the Blog Talk Radio thing. Mm-hmm. When Tag and I had the whole hour of playing Oregon Trail. Yeah, that was after the podcast was over. We just kept it running. It's like, okay, we're going to do our after party, and it's going to be an hour. It's going to be Oregon Trail till everybody in a wagon dies. So, yep.
Wait, there's another goal to that game?
We all died of dysentery.
I have finished that game twice. That's it.
Really?
Most of the time that I ended up playing it was at, the computer lab at school where you only had 40 minutes. So you just set the pace to grueling, rations to meager, and shot as many buffalo
everyone.
As you could. Yeah. You're like, I had people drown in that first river, the one that's 2 feet deep.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like,
I hate it when my people die. I want to see them win. I want to see them get to, I want to see him get to Oregon and prosper and have little babies and run around and,
And that is why you are a wonderful
Mandalorian. Because you're a giver.
Yeah, right?
That's why
I hate writing the tombstones for my people, but that's just me.
I hate it when Mary dies of typhoid or, Susie has exhaustion. I hate that. I want to know, how did she get exhausted and nobody else got exhausted? The oxen are...
She was riding in the wagon.
Yeah, right?
She had to cook some beets.
Why wasn't there an option to eat the people that died?
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah,
that option should only show up when you're in Utah.
Yeah, the Donner Party. We're gonna Donner Party our victims here.
If you're running out of food, why can't you eat the people that died? It's historically accurate, and you would live. I mean, I see no reason with that.
There was one time I played where I just, for whatever reason, it struck me to name one of my characters Jesus. This was the weirdest thing. A, he survived till the end. Totally did. But you know how it just gives you the little status dates, like Jimmy was bit by a snake, and you found some wild berries. The status was just the word Jesus. Nothing else. It didn't say he did anything, but it was just like, yeah, you've made 200 miles.
Jesus.
You've moved 200 miles.
It's a sign. Sign from Jesus.
In my second grade mind, every time that I read diphtheria, I always thought it said diarrhea.
Close.
Close. Yeah.
And so I was like, how did he just die of diarrhea? I was 7, so whatever.
Yeah.
Dehydration. Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's why I stopped playing that game after second grade, because I thought everybody was dying of diarrhea, and I was so sad for them.
Well, I kept trying to figure out how people got broken arms and broken legs. I mean, all they were doing was... all you ever saw was the wagon getting pulled across the screen. What was going on in the background? They got these people broken limbs.
Bloodsport.
I mean, yeah,
Indians?
Walking hundreds of miles.
But they were supposed to be in the wagon. That's why I bought, 12 oxen. So that... I would spend more money on oxen than anything else. I had the Ferrari of prairie schooners because it had so many oxen.
Ride the oxen.
Yeah, I mean, when you have 12 or 16 oxen out there, dude, you're moving going at 10 miles an hour. I mean, seriously,
Okay.
That was like speeding back then. You were going to die going somewhere.
Well, yeah, like when he fall off the wagon and the wheel just ran over his arm. And like, is that what something that's getting left out?
Maybe.
Because it was too fast. 10 miles an hour is too fast.
When you're going faster than the Pony, when you're going faster than the Pony Express, there's a problem. So.
That's right. They only go like 7.
Yep.
I believe that's how fast horses run, is 7. Just 7.
Oh, 7.
Yeah, just 7. Not a miles per hour, it's just 7.
Not kilometers, not miles per hour, no, just 7.
No. Yep.
Just 7.
Wow.
I've decided it's 7.
We definitely got off on a tangent with that one. Anytime Oregon Trail Trail comes up, that's what happens.
All right, well, simple version. The app team PSAs, the public service announcement, and I'm pretty sure we're referencing G.I. Joe on this one because knowing is half the battle. It's just an effort to... Yeah, that's right. What she said.
You're going to need music for this intro.
That's right. G.I. Joe. But
Mando Mercs. Da-da-da-da-da.
Fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. Mando Mercs is there.
Real galactic hero.
Mando Mercs is there.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Mando Mercs against Disney.
Wait a minute. They're our best
friends.
That's
a blooper reel.
Yeah, that's the blooper reel.
Oh my God. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, well, silence it in.
I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this broadcast brought to you by 5 numpties who have been thoughtfully penned.
Are you Warwick Davis, or what's going on?
I didn't hear my Warwick Davis.
Dead voice. Very well, Mike.
Ian, did we outro?
Not yet.
Like we didn't.
We did not.
All right.
Should I?
At some point.
Okay.
For those, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a hard slog. We find us four Mandalorian mercs have been working hard telling you the facts of how Mandalorians work. Yes.
There are 5 of us. There's 5
of us. Well, I'll start again, shall I?
Apparently he's going to have some really bad gas, guys.
Yeah, I wanted to hear that.
Cat gas?
Swallowed a balloon, I think.
Well, I hear cat gas all the time. I got 2 of them. It's there.
That's true. You know, that's probably something that you could actually teach a cat to do would be to play the Rocky theme.
when I was dating Amanda, her parents had a dog, and they actually unintentionally trained the dog to burp on command. Because she was a golden retriever, and they just love to do anything for you whatsoever. Well, there was one time that, you know, like, Lexi burped. She was just, like, let out a little burp, and, like, Amanda, like, just, like, was just, like, gave her all the positive reinforcement in the world. She was like, oh, good girl, Lexi, good burp, and she just eventually just figured out, oh, if I burp, people like me. So she'd, like, kind of walk up to you and just be like, burp, and expect praise. I always thought it was funny, so I was all about it.
Her parents let you marry her?
Yeah.
Now I understand more things about you guys than I should.
Sorry, Ian, we're going to have you edit a little bit of that.
Oh, like pretty much everything from after us congratulating Karis is
okay,
out.
I got it.
Which I really should be putting markers on this. Yeah, whatever, I'll figure it out later. There's an easy way for me to keep track of when we're being dumb, and then there's the way that I've been doing it. Um. I really want to make fun of all the Galar clans, but this is really not the spot, I guess.
Why do you edit. Make fun of them?
Well, like, alright, so aside, edit. Well, part of it is that there are, like, 5 Galar clans.
A lot of Galars.
Like, 2 or 3 of them are in Southern California. So it's just like, is this Haran Galar? Is this Manda Galar? Or is this Orar Galar? Like,
or Jagalar?
Or Jagalar? Like, oh god. Like, yeah.
Ishigalar.
Billy like, Galar.
And, I mean, it's just like, Galar is Hawk.
Yep.
So, like, the Australians, they got it right. Sandhawk. Okay. Cool. They could have been, like, Sand Galar clan, but they went the proper way.
Gonna make the recommendation that they change that?
No.
The Sand Galar. I don't know. Sand I'm a big Galar. Fan of Sand Galar. That's actually pretty good.
Sand Galar.
But, like, yeah, like, and especially because a lot of them, just the way they roll off the tongue, they all kind of end up sounding the same. Like, Orar Galar, Haran Galar, Manda Galar. It's just like.
Billy Galar.
Do that again.
So right. Sexy.
I think that's.
It is, it is not,
we're good
I
now.
Assure you. Anyway. Okay. Back to not making fun of France.
Yeah.
But finally, Celebration Anaheim, they are going to be doing the reveal, the big reveal of Battlefront 3, which should be coming out whenever that noise stops.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Are we eating crackers? I like crackers.
No, we're not eating crackers. We're trying to ship these patches.
Blooper reel.
I'm the worst Vera lore ever because I hate doing merchandise.
More blooper reel.
And I'm hyper paranoid about it. Like when I get...
Oh, I didn't know you were my Vera lore.
I try to... Yeah, I am, sweetheart.
I didn't know that.
I try to get it out as soon as possible because I'm just like, oh, get it out.
Hey, good for you. Good for you. Good for you.
It is funny, like, as an aside, I know we're not going to talk a whole lot about Celebration, and I'll probably edit this out, but, like, it was funny to me how many people that knew me by voice... And,
oh, wow.
And, like, almost, yeah. like, I'd be, like, hanging around somewhere, and then I'd start talking about something, like, oh, hey, that's Crow. Or, like, when I went to the Mercs dinner in particular, went and got my name, mine and Ark's name badge, Tony was the one running the table at the time, and I've talked to Tony a couple times now over Skype and whatever, and he was like, I was like, yeah, Crow, I'll take mine, I'm here for mine, and he was like, wait, dude, that's what you look like? I would have given you such a harder time.
Yeah. It's always funny when we did the podcast, when I first started up to hearing people's voices, and then when you met them at conventions, it's like, you don't look quite like how your voice makes you sound. If that makes any sense.
Oh, no, dude, just look at me. Like, this sound comes out of a scrawny, like, hairy little dude.
He is pretty hairy.
Yes.
The hair adds to the voice?
Yeah, it's like a resonance chamber, like, yeah. all over my body.
So are we Skyping Freddy Prinze Jr. or what?
Yeah, he is going to be on with us at around midnight.
Oh my god. You suck.
I've told you guys this before.
You said 11.
Yeah, I said we're talking at 11 so we can get the screwing off done first.
What? Oh, ye of little faith.
Well, but that would go, I think, for just about any role. I mean, whether it's TV or movie or nobody really knows what's going on in the artist's head unless they tell you, or unless you're Meryl Streep and you can communicate everything through your eyes. But I'm not quite as good as Miss Streep, so we'll leave it at that.
So what are we going to ask? You know, when I asked people what they wanted me to ask Freddie Prinze Jr., there were a lot of questions about his wife, some of which were awkward.
Yeah, there were a fair number of awkward questions.
Let's not ask any awkward questions about his wife.
Let's just focus
on awkward questions about his children.
Including my personal favorite, ask info concerning his spouse. Get him to leak some info. What kind of info would he leak?
His wife is actually going to be doing a character in season 2.
Oh, really?
That's what they're asking about.
Oh. I may not be able to talk during this interview, guys. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Oh.
That's okay.
We have
you here more for moral support.
I may just giggle a lot and not be able to handle it.
Well, I figured we'd do it once we, like, get going.
Oh, okay, so once Freddy, can we call him Freddy, Mr. Prinze?
That's gonna be the first question.
Mr. Prinze Jr.?
Now, Mr. Jr. Alright, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Alright, let's kick this pig.
Alright, chums, let's do this.
Alright.
Someone yell Leroy Jenkins.
Alright. All right, time's up. Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
All right, we're ready now. At least I got chicken.
Oh, my God. All right, so, Ian.
Yeah?
Go.
I'm waiting for you to shut up.
Ian, go.
Do it.
Do you know what Emperor Palpatine wants you to do to that chuck roast? He wants you to stew it. And do you know what he said when his plan didn't go quite according to plan through all of Clone Wars?
He said, "Eric."
Yeah. Oh my God.
He said, "Screw it."
Can I, like, start this crap?
I'm sorry, it was Star Wars jokes.
The hell is an aluminum falcon?
You've ruined it all.
Mm.
The recording is deleted.
All this evidence.
There's going to be like 12 gigabytes of not podcast on Ian's computer by the end of the year.
There is.
Or as he calls it, blackmail fuel.
Well, hang on, I'm gonna need spelling on that.
No, it's like you think. See, right there. That I can't use.
So you're just gonna stop that recording and start a new one?
I'm not gonna bother it.
Alright.
That's why I chose a name that's a real word.
I was trying so hard not to, and when you said Solus Ram, Team Ramrod!
Solus Ramrod?
Yeah, that's why I made up my name. It's just, yeah. I mean, granted, no one can pronounce it properly. Like, I pass out my trading cards to kids, and like, they hand it up to their parents for them to read, and they're like, it's Tro? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. All right, let's go.
The very first time I looked at it, I just, I think you may remember this. I just went, Cro!
Yeah, you're one of the few people to get it right first time.
Yeah, well, I did it because Mystery Science Theater is amazing.
But no, I just, yeah, like...
I think I had one person misread my name as Thorax.
Thorax.
Thorax. You know, I remember that.
When it comes to misreadings, though, Pandocax takes the cake.
Oh, Pandocax is amazing.
Yeah, what
was on the olden podcast where... Delta Squad boss was on, and he was like trying to thank people, and he was like, you know, this guy, Pandocax, this guy, and I'm just sitting there going, no. And Kanda was like, God damn it, he got my name all wrong.
And they'll ask you, how did you manage to get it like that? And you're like, well, I made it, and I did this, that, and the other. And there is a singular pleasure to be had in talking with people about that.
And then you'll start to tell them that, you know, they don't know true happiness till they've had their Mando.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, there's a... You guys maybe
edit. Take a moment to look at that.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, well...
I mean, how in that case is pretty... I think we all know how.
We understand how the child came into existence.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe... Yeah. Wow.
But,
you gonna make it, Daryl?
Yeah!
Sure?
Yeah.
I'm not.
If I was going to DragonCon, I'd buy you a drink if you asked Joe about that question.
Which do you cherish more? Your armor or your sweet baby girl?
I want Dara to walk up to Joe and ask how he made it.
He'll tell you.
Look at the detail on this. How'd you make it?
But the way Eric was phrasing that, I'm like, no, I don't look at children that way.
Hello?
No.
Okay. Sorry. I thought maybe it was me. I thought my technology had failed.
No.
The technology never
failed. We were actually listening to you.
Yeah.
Which is very strange.
It's the Canadians.
You know, Rob, you actually got all of the people on this podcast to kind of collectively be silent for once and pay attention. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
That happens all the
time. We actually shut up.
Yeah.
You just don't talk to me enough.
Okay, all right, I've got
that's
one.
Sean about
me, can you so. Tell us a little bit about... Ugh, boys.
Yay. I do.
None. Joe.
So,
no.
So I won't. We don't need to include this, but I'm sure you guys have seen my Facebook. Like I've somehow accidentally made my daughter obsessed with BB-8.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is a mistake.
I swear I'm not doing this.
Your daughter or Josh?
Oh, no, I'm just torturing Josh with BB-8. So. Told my wife, I was like, look, I'm not going to brainwash her to be a Star Wars freak, and it hasn't mattered. It's just in her DNA. Like, it's just unstoppable. So, I'm not even kidding. When I come home from work now, every day, when I walk in the door, I come in, I say hi, and then she walks over to the TV, points to the TV, and says BB-8 because she wants to watch the trailer.
Oh. Like, that's adorable.
Like, oh, that is beautiful, sir.
I could have made this
good
happen,
man.
If I wanted.
Good
like,
man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was funny. I guess today my mother-in-law came over and she did it to my mother-in-law. And so my mother-in-law, who doesn't know anything about Star Wars, actually sat down and put it on so she would stop.
That's awesome.
That's great. And
apparently, she just like stared at my mother-in-law, like looking at her like, you like this, right? Like, it's good. I was like, oh my gosh, this is my child. I totally made that.
This is a thing that I did.
Exactly.
What I can do.
Parenting done right.
Everything is BB-8, though. Like, R2 is BB-8. No, she does know Yoda. BB-8 and Yoda, she can distinguish.
That photo of her reaching out and touching BB-8 at the store, though, is just adorable.
Yeah, oh, she's kind of ridiculous cute.
It was like the day that Josh posted his rant about people touching it and how it bothered him. Yeah. Like, I called my wife from work just to see what was going on. She was like, oh, I'm at Target right now. I was like, oh my gosh, take Claire to be right now.
I think I recall seeing this picture.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you see that photo or the photo where it's Steve's face on
That too.
Man, we really torture my friends, don't we?
Oh, we do, yeah.
Yeah, so you do, actually.
You can call me Lem, you can shorten it, it's totally cool.
We'll probably just refer to you as Lemmy.
That's fine.
So, all you have to do is, when we do introduce you, you just have to go, tell me how to gamble, tell you how to win, some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
Just scream Ace of Spades.
No, that would be if you had Ace on here, he'd be doing that.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I have actually considered making a Mace of Spades. So,
nice.
A Mace of Shovels?
Ace. We can get him on.
If you do that, though, you got to put about 18 horns on your helmet.
To be fair, that used to be a thing. People were like, I want to have the most tea tree spikes I can get on my helmet and my shoulder bells and on my hand plates and on my knees.
Calm down, catfish.
And on my boots.
One of the reasons I'm glad to have her here is, A, none of our Florida people are on today, so we gotta have at least...
Whoa. I'm right here.
Sure. Yeah, you keep going with that.
Hashtag wrecked.
I am like 7 miles inside the Florida border. That's legal.
So you live in Dothan?
Pensacola.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, I'm going to add something just to make sure it makes it into that, and I'm going to take a quote from the now non-canon Star Wars books about how the only thing a Mandalorian man fears is a Mandalorian woman. I'm going to ratchet that up a bit and say that a menopausal Mandalorian woman is the meanest thing on the planet. I speak from experience.
Blooper reel it is.
Yeah, babe.
Thanks for listening to the Almost Best of KTR. I'd like to thank the rest of the KTR cast, Thaxos, Frost, Misha Kitty, Pinocchio, and Solus. I'd also like to thank this year's guests of Mandalore the Uniter, Saz, Freddy Prince Jr., Old Vart, Dark Hiram, City Wren, and Lemzig D. We will return to our regularly scheduled episodes on February 1st, and hope you'll download us again. Thanks, and Happy New Year.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.